Father, we are grateful unto you. You have indeed come with an open heart. Let your ancient word impart our life positively this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory and all the worship. Thank you because you are a faithful Father. You are indeed a loving God, a caring God. There is no one like you. We bless your name for making us to see the last day in the first quarter of the year. And today is the 98th day this year. Faithful are you, Lord. We know evil still happens, but you are the one that preserves us from all evil. Thank you for your protection, your provision, your love, and your mercy that we receive always. For journey mercy to and fro to various paths, and for your grace that kept and sustained us. You alone deserve all the glory. You alone deserve all the worship. Thank you, faithful Father. We want to go into your word again this evening. Sweet Holy Spirit, have your way. Speak to us yourself. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, faithful Father. For in Jesus' most exalted name, we are prayed. Before we go into the word, I just want us to sing this worship song just to say thank you to God. Like I said early, we are in the last day of the first quarter of the year. And that means 90 days already this year. So we take this song. Eshe o, Olorun wa, Eshe o, awa dupe lowo re baba, eyin lo oye fun Alpha
Omega
baba.
Thank you.
unto you. We are here again this evening saying thank you unto you for your mercies, your goodness, your peace, and your grace that kept and has seen us through the 90 days of this year. Be thou exalted, Father. Receive all the glory and all the worship. This praise and this heart of thanksgiving is coming from the depth of our heart unto you. And that's what we are here to do, to say a big thank you unto you. Blessed be your name. Father, as we go into your word, sweet Holy Spirit, we know you are here already. The word says where two or three of us are gathered in your name, you are here in our midst. So I bring myself under your influence, have your way, take preeminence, teach us, because you are the greatest teacher. Teach us yourself. You are here for a fresh encounter with you. Cause us to have a fresh encounter with you indeed, in the name of Jesus Christ. For our brethren on their way coming, make way for them, Father. Take away all hindrance, all limitations from their way and their path, that they may also make haste to be in your presence, in the name of Jesus Christ. All glory and honor we give unto you ahead of time. Blessed be your name, Father. For in Jesus' most exalted name, we are prayed with thanksgiving. I want us to open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I will take verses 7 to 13. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 7 to 13. Ephesians 5, 7 to 13. I gave the little exhortation, walk as children of light. One. Walk as children of light. One. So the other aspect will be taken later. Walk as children of light. 1. Ephesians chapter 5, 7 to 13. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And that's where our title is taken from. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. 11. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. This is Apostle Paul addressing the Ephesian church. He was telling them, saying unto that church, that they were once darkness, fulfilling the desires of their flesh through lust, involved in lasciviousness and all manner of uncleanness. So he was addressing these people that they are darkness, they fulfill desires of their flesh through lust, they walk in lasciviousness, they walk all manner of uncleanness. God said, but being now light in the Lord, they are now light in the Lord, they are or were exalted. They were encouraged, they were charged to walk in that light and bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of life, which are in all goodness and in all righteousness and in all truth. So the question here now is, what does it mean to walk? What does it mean to walk? Walk is an art of movement by taking steps. An art of movement by taking steps. Making progress. God does not want us to remain stagnant. He wants us to make progress in life. And there was a particular point in time in Matthew chapter 14 verse 29. When Peter saw the wind on the sea, they could not move. But he asked just as whether it should come unto him. So just as I was telling him, that wind should not stop you from making progress. And just as I told him, come.
And the Bible said in that Matthew 14:29 that Peter walked on the water to go to meet Jesus. He walked on the water. He took some steps. So God expects myself and yourself to make progress, even in our Christian walk with Him. To walk is also to conduct oneself in a particular manner, in a particular pattern. Conduct yourself in a particular manner or in a particular pattern. Behave yourself in a specific way. There are ways that God expects me and yourself as believers to behave ourselves. So, Timothy was encouraged. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word. So there are words that is expected of a believer. There are ways a believer should talk. In conversation, there are ways a believer should conduct him or herself. In charity, in love, a believer should understand the difference between lust and love. In love, as a believer, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. So a believer should behave in a particular pattern. In the way we speak, in the way we conduct ourselves, in the way we love, in faith, and in charity, in purity. So God expects us to compose ourselves in a particular way that everybody will be able to differentiate between us and those people of the world. So to walk again means to be in habitual fellowship with someone or with something. But here, usually, in constant fellowship with God. So when you are walking, it means you are in habitual fellowship with God. In constant fellowship, even with God. Enoch, in Genesis chapter 5, verse 22, the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. It was also repeated in verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. That's the old King James Version. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Hebrews 11:5 describes that he pleased God. So, in his fellowship with God, in his habitual relationship with God, the Bible says he pleased God. But the good news, the Bible puts it this way. He spent his life in fellowship with God. Enoch spent his life in fellowship with God, and then he disappeared. And the conclusion was, because God took him. So everybody knew that this man was in close fellowship with God, to the point that God had to take him. So they weren't looking for him as if the Boko Haram people kidnapped him. No, they knew that he was in fellowship. So he lived his life, he spent his life in fellowship with God. He walked in close fellowship with God, and then one day, he disappeared. Said because God took him. New Living Translation. He was in close fellowship with God, and then one day, he disappeared. And said it was because God took him. So, walking here is talking about fellowship. Fellowship. No wonder Apostle Paul was telling this church in verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 5 that we read. He said, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Don't have a fellowship with them. Take no part in their worthless behavior, their worthless deeds. You don't have anything to do with them. Have nothing to do with those things that they do. So don't have fellowship with them. Don't walk in their way. Don't sit the way they sit. Don't talk the way they talk. Don't behave the way they behave. Have no company to do with the works of darkness. Don't have anything. For ye are light. So you are not supposed to be in fellowship with them. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? So this walk is talking about fellowship. What fellowship? Have righteousness with unrighteousness. And what communion, what union? Have light with darkness. You don't have anything to do with them. Be not therefore partakers with them. Verse 7. Be not therefore what? Partakers with these evil works of darkness. Do not associate or share with them. Don't share their interests. Don't participate in what they are doing. I have no fellowship with them. Don't have anything to do with them at all. God said in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 6, He said, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Touch not unclean things, and I will receive you. So we have established that the work here is talking about having fellowship with God. And he says, you don't have any fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. But verse 8 says, for ye were sometimes darkness. Ye were sometimes darkness. Why is Paul encouraging these people? He was charging them because he was thinking about the previous fellowship they were into. He said, ye were what? Sometimes darkness. So he was concerned about their relationship before God. They don't have any religious connection with God before. So ye were sometimes darkness. You know, in chapter 2 of that Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 2 was saying, wherein in time past, ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walk in the children of disobedience. Verse 3 says, among whom also we all have our conversation, our conduct, in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, whereby by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So before then, their ways of life was, they were children of disobedience. They walk, they conduct themselves by the lust of their flesh. They fulfill the desires of their flesh and the desires of their mind alone. And by nature, they were children of wrath. They don't have anything to do with God. They are not religiously connected even to God. So he began to talk more about what it meant to be in darkness, or to walk in darkness, or to be darkness. To be in darkness, to walk in darkness, or to be darkness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 19. Ephesians 4, 17 through 19. Ephesians chapter 4, 17 through 19. Said, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, and be truthful, and sincere, and honest with you. That's the meaning of what he's saying. I testify in the Lord. I'm not telling you anything that is strange or lie. I'm being truthful with you. I'm sincere with you. That ye henceforth walk not as the other Gentiles walk. So, the work of darkness now is talking about the work of the Gentiles. As other Gentiles live in the vanity of their mind, they cherish vain things. Verse 18. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated, separated from the life of God. They don't have the life of God in them. True ignorance that in them, that is in them, because of blindness of their heart. Their heart is blind. Verse 19. Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to walk all uncleanness with greediness. So, that's the way the Gentiles conduct themselves. That's the way the Gentiles work. And said, that's the way to walk in darkness. So to walk in darkness means they practice abominable things. They practice abominable things. Their feelings have control over them. So they are involved in all manner of abominable things, which he also listed in Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 3 even to 6. Fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, flattering words, lying, and all the like. He listed all those things that they are involved in. So they practice abominable things. They are being controlled by their flesh. So to walk in darkness means you follow the following the course and the fashion of the world. Following the course and the fashion of the world. They are being tossed to and fro by the dictates of the world. It's the world that will dictate their fashion. It's the world that will dictate their language. It's the world that directs every affairs of their life. 3. Total blindness. But I call it willful blindness. They decide to close their eyes to the truth. And I don't want to use some of the language they will use. That people does that now, Abby. Even though when they know that those things are wrong. But some people do it. And because the other people are doing it, then we are going to do it. 4. Darkened imagination. Darkened imagination. They are beclouded in their reasoning. They cannot reason properly. Romans 1:21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. They became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. They became godless in their thinking. Foolish in their reasoning. And senseless in their mind. Things that make sense unto reasonable person does not make sense unto them. We don't have time to begin to cite some of the examples. 5, then that leads to stubbornness and rebelliousness. They became rebellious. They became stubborn. And they became rebellious. Even being proud against God. Feeling that what's God going to do? And one of the language they use is God understands. And I say God does not understand. God understands. No sense of shame. No sense of shame. Indecent. Without restraint. No sense of shame. And they became stubborn. And when you are telling them, they are saying, no, it does not matter, I'm living my life. Live out your life, enjoy your life, it's my life. They became stubborn and they became rebellious. 6, walking in ignorance. Walking in ignorance and corrupting the truth. Walking in ignorance and corrupting the truth. They are addicted to perversion. They are addicted to what is not true. You know, Bible was saying in 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 1, it said, perilous time will come. And began to list so many things that will happen. Unthankful, proud, and all the... But when he got to verse 7, he said, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, it's not as if they don't know the truth, but they decide to corrupt the truth. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That will not be your portion. That will not be the portion of every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Here also, hardness of heart. Hardness of heart. Insensitive to moral standards. Reckless behavior. Insensitive. There are things that you should not do, morally speaking. But they go ahead doing that thing without even thinking about it. And they are reckless even in their behavior. 8. They trust in vanity. Craving for emptiness, craving for falsehood, injustice, and all manner of evil. That's the way the Gentiles walk. 9. Under the control and influence of demons. Under the control and influence of demons. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 says, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walk in the children of disobedience. So there's a demon. There's a power controlling their life. They're under a control. You know, the music world, every of these things are under control of demon. I was speaking to a young person some years ago, and then that was when this man, I don't know his name, but the thing that everybody used to say about the song he sang was, yeah, we'll say something like that. And the girl said, she went and checked the meaning of the word Yahusha. And when she saw that the meaning of the word is devil's advocate. So when you go about saying that song or declaring that word, you are saying to yourself that you belong to the devil. And so that was the reason why she stopped singing the song. So some of these things are being controlled. They are being controlled by the spirit. The Bible said that is the spirit that is working presently in the children of disobedience. So when you see them bring up a song, dress one way, I know when fashion also was going the other way around. They said, women are no more being appealing to men. And the person that was in control of it said, open part of your body so that they can see it, so that they can come to you. Now all these things are being controlled by demons. So they are under the control and influence of demons. Drinking iniquity like water. Company of godless people, the lovers of evil, having pleasure in iniquity, and inventors of evil things. New things are even coming up that we have not heard of before. You have seen strange things happening in our neighborhood. But these ones, because they are under the influence of darkness. So they walk in darkness. The Gentile walk. But it said in that verse 8 that we read, but now, are ye light in the Lord? But now, are ye light in the Lord? Because God, from the beginning, does not have anything to do with darkness. Even at creation. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, Bible says, the earth was without form, void, and darkness was upon the depth. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the water. Verse 3, God said, let there be light. So God does not have anything to do with darkness. Even from the beginning. Let there be light. That was also said concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 4. Bible said, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. So Jesus Christ brought light to humanity. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Verse 5. And the light shineth in darkness. And darkness could not comprehend it. Darkness could not stand it. So he told them. Just as was even telling the disciples. John 8. John chapter 8 verse 12. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness. He that follow me shall not have fellowship with darkness. But he shall have the light of life. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness. He shall have the light of life. Also in John chapter 12 verse 46. John 12, 46. Jesus Christ is still talking. I am come in light into the world. I am come in light into the world. John 12, 46. I am come in light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness, shall not remain in darkness, will no more dwell in darkness. So what is Paul telling them? Ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. As long as we abide in Christ, as long as you abide in the Lord, then we shall be light. So we must be united unto him to shine even as light. And Jesus Christ says something very, very important, which you should not forget if you forget anything. John chapter 9, verse 5. He said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 9, 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. What What does that mean to me and to you? As long as I'm in your life, I am the light of your life. As long as you allow him, he will change away darkness from my life and from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And it shall be the light of your life. It will be the light of my life. And my light shall shine continually. Your light shall shine continually in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So just like I was saying, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So as long as he is in me, he is the light of my life. As long as he is in you, Jesus Christ is the light. So that was why Paul said, ye are now light in the Lord. In the Lord. You can't shine without him. We can't shine without him. God, the Father, is the Father of life. With him, there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He does not change. Like shadow, is always the same. So Jesus Christ, his Son, came to bring us out of darkness and to present us or take us into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation. 1 Peter 2, 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him, that's Jesus, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who called you out of darkness? So, we are being called out of darkness, and we are expected to walk in the light. You are being called out of darkness, and the expectation of God for you and for me is to walk in the light. And what does it mean to walk in the light? To walk in the light is to be in fellowship with him. To walk in the light is to be in fellowship with him. Constant fellowship. Habitual fellowship. We read about Enoch. That he lived his life in fellowship with God. In constant fellowship with him. John the Beloved, in 1 John chapter 1, was saying, we call you to fellowship. And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. So we are calling you to fellowship. Then when he got to verse 6 of 1 John chapter 1, he said, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So nobody can be in fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, and continue to walk in darkness. So if you are saying that you have fellowship with him, you have fellowship with Jesus Christ, and you are walking in darkness, then you are a liar. You are not telling the truth. Verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. We have fellowship with him. So we are in true and unbroken fellowship with God. And that is the realm that we should get to. To be in true and unbroken fellowship. In constant fellowship. That's the expectation of God. To be true and unbroken fellowship. And he said, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanse us from all iniquity. So we can enjoy it. That's the expectation of God for me and for you. That we should enjoy true and unbroken fellowship with God, the Father, with our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit. Can you tell somebody that that is possible? You can be in true and unbroken fellowship with the Father. You are not talking. You can be in true and unbroken fellowship with the Father. You can be in truth and unbroken fellowship with the Son. You can be in true and unbroken fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So just as I said, if we are not in that true and unbroken fellowship, then we are lying. We are not walking in the light. But we will walk in the light continually in the name of Jesus Christ. To walk in the light is to live a life controlled by light. To walk in the light is to live a life controlled by light. A life directed and guided by light. A life directed and guided by light. No. The word of God is light. His word is light. Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word guides my feet and lightens my path. Thy word show me the path I should take." So, the word of God should be the one that will dictate the affairs of our life. That's when we can be controlled by light. His word should direct the affairs of our life, immediate and then the future. Everything should be guided and directed, tailored, even by the word of God. That means it should be a daily thing that I take instruction from the word of God before leaving the house. What is God saying? When I'm having my quiet time, when I'm praying, what instruction is God giving to me? And when you spend time in God's presence that way, you will discover that everything that will happen in your life for the day will be exactly as what you had in your quiet time. It will look as if God has just prepared you even for the day. Look as if God has prepared you even for the day. So, the word of God is supposed to be our guide. It's supposed to be the one that will direct us. It's supposed to be the one that will dictate every area and every affairs of our life. To walk in light also means to learn what pleases God. To learn what pleases God or what is pleasing unto Him. You learn it. We learn it. As we are growing up, we learn so many things from our parents. This is how to hold the brush. This is how to do this. This is how to work. This is how to do this. So we are also expected to learn. The Bible says, even though just like was his son, he learned obedience by the things he went through. Hebrews 5:8. He learned obedience by the thing. So as Christians, we learn all these things. We learn it. We take time to learn. To learn it. We embrace and practice from the heart, the truth. That's how to learn. Yes, we may make mistakes, but we still stand up. I was going somewhere, I went for something, for a job, some years past. I was looking for a job, and I was coming, and I said, why is it that I'm not giving this job? And I was I was sad. And so God told me, if somebody falls down, will you be on the platform? People see me, I'm falling down. No. You stand up and dust yourself and begin to go. So we make mistakes, but we go to God for mercy. He said, when we have fellowship with Him, His blood will cleanse us, even when we make mistakes. So we learn all those things. You learn. You embrace Him. You practice the truth from your heart. And God knows that you are willing to change. And that's what God does expect us as children of light. And that's why He said in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 5, that we should prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. Prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. Learn by practice what is pleasing to the Lord. Learn it by practice. Nobody brought it from heaven, Abby. We learn so many things when we are here. Learn how to live as a Christian. Learn how to live as a child of God. We should be open to the Holy Spirit to teach us all these things. We learn it. Romans 12:2 says, let me open to that place. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to the world. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So you prove it by learning, by experience, that this one does not glorify God. You know, Isaiah was encouraging the brethren. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 5 was encouraging the children of Israel. He said, O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Come, and let us do what? Walk in the light of the Lord. Let us obey the commandments of God. Let us do those things that are pleasing even unto Him. Oh, come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Come, O my brethren, the glory of that ministry. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. To walk in light also means to keep company with Him. to keep company with our Lord Jesus Christ and to learn his life. To keep company with him and to learn his life. What does that mean? To observe him. To observe him. You know, as a young believer, I'm still young, that this word that we normally ask ourselves, this question, what will Jesus do in this situation? But we are not talking about those things again. By the time you are dressing and you are leaving the house, will Jesus dress this way? By the time you want to react, will Jesus react the way I've reacted? So, that means you begin to observe the way Jesus Christ will behave. You are in company. You feel that Jesus Christ is with you when you are doing that thing. Pastor Kumi said something sometimes, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. So everything you do in words and in deeds, do it in the name of the Lord. Give him thanks. He said, can you slap someone and say, I slap you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me the grace to slap that sister very well. Or say, your head is something, something, something in the name of Jesus Christ. So anything that you cannot put in the name of Jesus Christ, you should not do it. So the question is, we are observing. This is the way Jesus Christ will live his life. And the question I will ask myself, will Jesus Christ dress this way? Will Jesus Christ be in this kind of gathering? Will Jesus Christ answer this person this way? Will he react this way? And those questions will help us to check ourselves. So, be in company with him. Make sure that he's with him. Watch him. Learn the way he lived his life. Meditate on him. Meditate on Jesus Christ. Study about him. Study about him. Follow his steps. Do it the way he will do it. Do it the way he will do it. John, in John chapter 1 verse 9, was given an advice. John chapter 1 verse 9, he said, that was the true light, which lightened every man that cometh into the world. That was the true light, which lightened every man that cometh into the world. What's he saying? You want to walk in light? That's the true light. Follow him. You want to walk as a child of light? Jesus is the one, the example. He's the one that has come to give light. So when you walk with him, when you walk with him, when you walk in company of him, then you will be light unto this world. To walk as light also means to grow in holiness and mature in the faith. To grow in holiness and mature in the faith. To grow in holiness and mature in faith. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. I'll take it from the Good News Bible. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, God's divine power has given unto us everything we need to live a truly religious life. King James Bible says, all things that pertain to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of the one who called us to share. To share what? To share in his fellowship. To share in his glory. To share in his goodness. He is the one that called us to share in his own nature. Verse 4 says, in this way, he gave us the very great and precious gift, a promise. So that by means of these gifts, you may escape from the destructive lust. King James Bible says, you will escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. You will escape from this destructive lust that is in the world and may come to share the divine nature. We share the divine nature. So, we learn. So, we are called to walk in the light so that we are made to do what? To share in his divine nature, the nature of holiness. Without holiness, no man can see God. He gives us his own character, the godly character that God expects of me and of you. God imparts those characters even unto us. When you read down, he was saying, add to your faith, virtue to virtue, goodness to goodness, but I can never. And those things are the nature of God. When we allow him, he imparts in our life his own nature. In conclusion, because of our time, our starting point is from darkness. Like Apostle said, the Gentiles. They're walking as the Gentiles. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 11 said, wherefore remember that you, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hand. Verse 12, that at that time ye were without Christ, separated from Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he called us out of darkness and brought us into his marvelous light. He brought us to participate in his divine nature. He called us to come and experience his divine nature. Colossians 1:12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He is the one that qualified us and made us fit to partake of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us, relocated us, brought us safely, where? Into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus. Into the kingdom of light. He has taken us, translated us, carried us, and landed us safely in that kingdom. And that kingdom is what? The kingdom of light. You have established that God does not have anything to do with darkness. And John said, if you are saying you have fellowship with him and you walk in darkness, then you are deceiving yourself. You are a liar. And God is not in you indeed. Then we can walk in his light, thereby develop to become children of light. The Bible says, when you put a soap and a leaf together, when you get the time, that the leaf will also return soap. Have you? Soap. And that's it. By the time we are in his fellowship, we are in fellowship with him, we will look exactly like him. We will be like him. And that's the end result. Now, because we are now children of light, we can walk as children of light. And that's where we are going. That's where we are going. You are no more in darkness. You are now in light. Have you? We can now walk in light. And as you continue to walk in light, we ourselves will become children of light. When God said, let your light so shine before men, and let them see your good works, and glorify my Father, then you can now walk as children of light, which we are going to see the next time we take the big part of this teaching. So, we can now walk, that's the end point. That's where God is taking us to. He wants us to walk as children of light. And as we walk in the light, our life and our conscience will always, it will be easy for God, it will be easy for us to choose the word of God, to choose God's concept over the lust and the desires. And that's why Galatians chapter 5 was saying, walk in the light and you will no longer fulfill the desires of the flesh. And he began to list not the work of devil, Satan, but the work of the flesh. And he began to list also the work of the Holy Spirit. But when he got to verse 24 of Galatians chapter 5, he said, and they that are Christ have crucified, they that belong to him, they that are now children of light, have done what? Have crucified the flesh with his affection and his lust. They have crucified the flesh. Those that belong to Jesus Christ have nailed the passion. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. The life I now live, I live by him, the Son of God, who loved me and did what? And gave himself for me. They are crucified. The sinful nature to the cross. Have you nailed the sinful nature to the cross? That's the question you should ask yourself. Have you nailed completely the sinful nature even to the cross? We'll take this song before we begin to pray. Make my life a shining light. Oh Lord, make my life a shining light. A shining light.
Make my life a shining light.
To partake of his divine nature. You know, I just asked myself a question. That some people died in darkness. They ended their life in their sinful nature, and you know their end. But God had mercy upon you and upon me. He took me and took you out of that life of the Gentiles. He took us out of that sinful nature, and he brought us into his marvelous life. Go ahead and thank God. Go ahead and thank God for qualifying you, making you fit to partake of his own divine nature. Many died in their sin. Many died in their sin. But mercy brought you out. Mercy brought you out. Mercy brought you out. Mercy brought me out. So go ahead and say, Father, I'm so grateful for taking me out of this life of darkness. For putting a stop to the work of the Gentiles in my life. That I no longer being subject to fulfilling the desires of my flesh and my mind alone. So sometimes you see what those things are, people are doing, and you begin to say, God, thank you. Thank God I'm not living this life. I'm not this way. I'm not behaving like this other person. But bless the Lord, because it's the grace of God that brought salvation unto you. Many indeed died in their sin, their sinful nature. But God had mercy upon you, translated you, brought you out of darkness, brought you out of darkness, brought me out of darkness, and translated me to the kingdom of light, the kingdom of his dear son. Go ahead and say, thank you, Father. Lord, I'm grateful unto you. We worship you, Lord. We say thank you for your grace that I have obtained, for your mercy that saw me through. I am grateful unto you. Blessed be your name, O God. Pray against every work of darkness in your life, and that the Lord God Almighty will destroy every work of darkness in your life. Anything that will hinder you from reflecting the light of God, pray against them in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, every loss of the flesh, every loss of the eye, every pride of life, ask that the Lord will deliver you from them. Every work of darkness. That because of its nature, you can escape the corruption that is in this world. Father, I will not be corrupted by the corruption in this world. My life will not be under the influence of the prince of this world. I will not be working as children of wrath or children of disobedience. Brethren, receive grace to have habitual fellowship with God by the help of the Holy Spirit. Bible says, and Enoch lived his life in fellowship with God. And Enoch lived his life with fellowship, habitual fellowship, constant fellowship with God the Father, constant fellowship with Jesus Christ, and constant fellowship with Joseph. John said, I am calling you to the fellowship. Our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. Constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Lord, this is my heart cry, that I will be in constant fellowship, unbroken and true fellowship, O God. Unbroken and true fellowship. Even with the Holy Spirit, I receive grace, O God, to be in constant fellowship, to experience true and unbroken fellowship with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. Pray that your life will be guided by the Word of God. Let your Word be my guide. Let your Word be my guide. Let my Word lighten every area of my life, both now and my future. Help me to always take instruction, even from your Word, to receive instruction from you and from your Word alone. To receive instruction from you, that your Word will dictate the way I live my life. Your Word will dictate the way I compose myself. In word, in truth, I will live as an example of a believer. Your Word will be my guiding principle. Your Word will guide me. Lord God Almighty, your Word will be my guide. Your Word shall guide me continually. Your Word shall be my guide. Guide me and guide every affairs of my life.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. For your word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light on our path. Tonight, Lord God Almighty, we come to plead with you in the name of Jesus that you will open our hearts indeed. That as we have heard your word, that we'll be guided by the same in the name of Jesus. Let your name be exalted. All glory and honor and praises, O God, be to you. Thank you, Father. Lord, I also pray that as we bring our offering to you, that you will receive the same from us. Bless us as we give, and let that which we give be to the extent.